My name is Fan, and today I'm going to talk about next generation of web application vulnerability scanner with deep injection and pen test, high performance, and low false alarm. I have 36 slides, so I will try to skip some so we can see some real fun demo about it. So everybody knows web application security is the biggest problem and challenge right now, and the SQL injection takes a big portion of it. In the back end, 90% of the time you will see Oracle, SQL Server, DB2, MySQL. So what this presentation about? It's about a pen test tool, first time revealed. We have a beta test plan, and it's not so bland SQL injection tool. And with a lot of intelligence inside, it's fully automated, and with all kinds of pen test policy and content in backend. So here's a quick glance of this tool looks like. In the left side, you can see the URL, and follow it, you can see the detection type, which is Oracle, and the SQL injection type as well. Then you can see all the tables, columns, and even the context in the left side and in the bottom. On the right side, you can see the vulnerabilities that has been reported. This is a cross-database support. We currently support all the Oracle, SQL Server, DB2, and Access. With 100,000 lines of C++ code, high performance, and a very flexible pen test framework. So add more zero-day vulnerabilities without need to change the code. Very low false alarm because it has proved the result. I'm sorry, is that some, the sound looks right? Okay. And last but not least, it's fully automated. It's really lower the bar for the web application pen test or the IT administration people. So we all know that the firewall is not enough. It simply just does not really help. So through the web application attack, you can expose so many things in the backend database. So sensitive data, privilege, authentication, data dictionary, OS file interaction, buffer overflow, denial of service. So what's the essential factor based with this tool? First, perimeter defense does not help with web and database security. Databases are all different, but there are things in common. Database has to mean a lot of stuff in the memory or in the local views and tables. I know many people try to complain about Oracle with the security issue, but to be fair, it's still the coolest database in the world. And to be cool, it has to maintain a lot of information. For example, the Oracle hash, 10G flashback is one of the examples. If it want to maintain, go back to the previous data, it has to maintain the previous SQL, right? So also the user context, all those informations. So it's just how we need to harden it, how we need to make it secure. But hardening the database is not a very easy task. So here's the pen test sequence that Matrix will took. First, it will detect whether it's SQL injectable. It has other abilities such as cross-site scripting, path exposure, session hijacking, but today I will mainly focus on the SQL injection because it's the most severe problem. Then it will, as you know, nmap try to send tens of packets to detect the OS type, like the TTL, based on TTL, based on window size. So Matrix will send tens of the requests and detect what the backend database is, and also what the backend database versions and all the context information. Then it will gain all the database properties, which means what's the instance name of the backend database, what's the web username connect to the database, and the detailed versions. Then it will basically gain the whole database dictionary from the database. Tables, columns, and all the related information, and then started advanced injection and audit. All the pen test rules will be in. So I will skip some of the slides since it's pretty much detailed in the slides. For example, you can see many things is common in different database. Roles and privileges, default passwords, special spots for different database, password management, IFO procedures. Here's another interesting part from different kinds of database. So I will also mention that later on in the demo as well. Here's a function mind manager graph that the matrix will took. So matrix can have two modes, which I will describe later. First is just a general scan mode. So you put a URL, it can crawl everything for you and detect everything automatically. You can also take it easy to point your browser to the port which the matrix is listening. So in that case, you can simply just browse the website and then the matrix will in the backend automatically detect everything for you and record everything. So it makes the job really easier. Here's some snapshot. You can see that it gained the database type, name, versions. It's pretty much a right click and left click style in most of the case. Of course, if you need a later on a pen test a command, you need to type in a command, any OS command. So it can also do advanced search, such as, for example, you want to search some specific table name, like password or users. So basically search everything that is you want search. So after scan, it belongs to the next phase, which is the auditing. So it has a tremendous of the auditing policies and contents in the backend. For example, here's one of the few. Default password, still one of the big problems for every database, and weak password. So it will try to crack the database password on the fly. So has the embedded the Oracle password crack. It can audit all the different parameters, configuration parameters, see if it's a weak configuration, and all the kinds of stuff. Here's the slide that we gain the username and even the password on the fly when we through the web interface. You can see that the username, the password is test and some other password as well. So coming to the pen test, you can if it's a proxy mode, you can always hijack the sessions and then manipulate to play whatever you want. But it can also be as easy as, again, it's right click and there's many pen tests like execute OS command. It can get all the IFO procedures, extend the procedures on the fly. And even look at what's the DSN you can configure in local. And you can DIR local directory, or you can type c/boot.init file. So here's some of the things overview, authentication, like also password, privileges, and all the password can be hash can be pre-generated. Here's another important thing. With Oracle 10G, you can gain the default, or you can gain the DBSNP clear password on the fly. But the important key here is that with the default Oracle 10G installation, the system sys and DBSNP share the same password, which means no matter how complicated it is with your password, you pretty much, the system will be gained on the fly. So here's a few database configuration items such as data dictionary accessibility, UTF-5 DIR, and SQL Server, different configurations that will be audited and pen tested. Here's the example of how to extend the ability so that you can add more and more configurations. Also, you can gain the raw SQL on the fly. For example, you can gain the SQL on the from the SQL area so that you exactly know what the SQL it is. So it will help the more pen test stuff. So it has two modes. As I said, one is the in mode. I always like to use Tai Chi to describe this. In mode is like a passive, silent. You put your browser point to the proxy. It will silently do everything for you. But it also has the young mode. Young mode is like direct targeting, hard multi-threading. So different mode, you can use either mode to fulfill your request. And also another cool thing is that it also supported the SSL man in the middle. So for example, if it's HTTPS, then it's hard to do the session hijacking. But Matrix has implemented a way so that you can still point your browser to the Matrix is listening. He will construct the HTTPS traffic assemble and disassemble for you. So you can still manipulate the sessions in between. Hey, thank you. So here's a snapshot in mode. It automatically detects, okay, it's MS SQL 2000 and the database and username. Young mode, we have already talked about. So the young mode, you can get use the proxy list. Here's the privilege escalation. So if you don't have enough privilege, Matrix will try to escalate the privilege so that you can do more deep pen test. Vulnerability, specific vulnerability checks, like such as Oracle Mod PL SQL, HTMLDB, XMLDB, report server, it's adding, and the database procedures, out of band pen test, like UTL HTTP, UTL TCP. You can make use of the traffic back and forth to gain a lot of information that you may never thought about. So plug in, you can always plug in the more new items as I described. Similar tool in the market. And evasion techniques. Because I know that IDS try to detect this stuff. So for example, one and one. So there's always different ways to evade the techniques. Okay, I will try to be sure to reach a demo, real demo. So basically it also can distribute the different traffic. Defense techniques, always remember default installation configuration need to be hardened. Direction, dictionary protection, least privilege, and pen test monitoring. It's always the best practice. Demo. So before I come to demo, I want really mention my partner Xiaorong. He really did a fantastic job. And special thanks to Alexander for great comments. Thank you. So you can send your feedback to InfoDB App Security. So I'm going to come to the demo. So here's a web application, which is pretty cool. It's just like Netflix, rental the movies. So I really like it, but it has only one little problem, which is SQL injection. So look this, URL. You can see that it gained the database type, database, and username on the fly. So you can say task, get table content, get table count. So basically, it gained all the information through the web interface request. So again, as a fresh, it passed the phase of scan and then detect the database types and gain the properties. Now it's starting enumerating the dictionary. So the table count is 11. We have 11 tables belongs to this web user. So now it will let you to select which table you try to target. So it only need a very short time to gain the table names. So to gain the table names, there's always different ways. One is through the dictionary. Another way is you can also brute force it based on your own dictionary. So, and also you can based on the arrows. So here's the up part. You can see it's organized the project. And now we can also, as a demo, you can also try the brute force. Because think about it, always your table design is going to be like user, users, profile, password. So how many times, I mean, just think about the design, database design way. So then here's come to the auditing part. You can see that you can select of what kind of policy you want to audit. Default password, weak configuration, dictionary accessibility, SQL 92, SQL area, privileges. So for a demo purpose, I'm just going to get one privilege. And also, we're going to see the username and the password in the backend. Again, all this is through the web interface. We don't know, we don't need username, database username and password. We don't need any information in the backend. So now we reverse and select the username and the password account on it. So again, right click, audit, that's it. So basically it will gain all the Oracle hash from the backend and then crack it on the fly. So for example, here I use a pretty good password, QAZWSX, but my brute force crack is even better. So all the password is gained on the fly. If it cannot gain, it means that your password, it is pretty good. So then here's different options that these things can do, like cross-site scripting, pass exposure, and even define your own types. And it always reminded me the time is closer. So, and also here's the password cracker things. So different options. So I'm going to take questions, and also I will show you a very quick thing. Yeah, we have the beta test plan starting from this week. Yeah. So, but before that, I have a lot of already pen test has been come through one cycle. So, I mean, we gain a lot of feature requests and finish the feature requests and fixing bugs. So, pretty stable version. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, good question. Because of the open framework, adding the MySQL, all the policies is just needed a couple of weeks work. Yeah, and no need to change the code. I'm sorry. Basically, we try to just give the simple. We were thinking of the simple module. Like for example, you can audit all the internal your corporation, the related websites. I mean, just took it simple. But if you really want, okay, I only want one URL or one website, then I mean, it's okay too. But for consultant, then maybe a more wide licensing module, because he may need to do for the clients, different clients. Yeah. Any other questions? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, in the last piece, I want to show you some 10 seconds of the fun part, which is here's the part that you can also right click again, gain all the data on the fly. So, welcome to the matrix. And the speed, the engine is being optimized so that the speed is really, really fast. All I'm doing here is in real recording because I don't know how to edit the movie yet. So it's just a record and then come the flash. Yeah. Right now, no, but we can port to Linux. Yeah. Yes, sir. IDS evasion? Yeah, I just talked about in the last slide. So basically, right now, the IDS will try to, for example, monitoring like 1 = 1 or those certain patterns. But last year, I also have a presentation about abnormality detection. Currently, most of the IDS, it's very, very hard to enumerate all the patterns for the SQL injection. So for example, you can even using the functions equals to something. So, I mean, those kind of patterns, it's hard to detect. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's a good question. So basically, we try to use a variable. We're going to add like in a few days using a variable. So you can even using your own defined variable. So on the fly, so that it will have different requests even with the same software. Yeah, it's a good question. Basically, it's like a philosophy. It's like a variable base. Yeah. Good point. Yeah, we should add that. Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, you mean how to clearly get? Yes, it can do that, but for the just now in the demo, the DBSNMP password is showing that the snapshot. Yeah. It basically because the DBSNMP password is encrypted but not hashed for that reason. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. So yeah, if you have any other questions, just come by. And thank you very much. Thank you.